ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا.
Do not kill your children for fear of want. We will provide for them and for you. Surely, killing them is a great sin.
ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا.
Do not even approach fornication, for it is an outrageous act and an evil way.
ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا.
Do not kill any person whom Allah has forbidden to kill, except with right. We have granted the heir of him who has been wrongfully killed the authority to claim retribution. So let him not exceed in slaying, he shall be helped. The authority to claim retribution. That we have granted the heir of him who has been wrongfully killed the authority to demand qisas, retribution, means that the heir of someone who has been murdered is entitled to claim retribution for that crime. So let him not exceed in slaying. There are many ways in which one can overstep the legitimate bounds of slaying, and all of them are prohibited. For instance, swayed by vengefulness, a wronged person may kill others than the actual culprit, or subject the culprit to torture, mutilation of his corpse, or even kill him after he has taken blood money.
He shall be helped.
As the Islamic State had not been established when this verse was revealed, who will help the heir is not specified. However, after the Islamic State was established, it was made clear that helping the legal heir was neither the responsibility of the slain person's tribe nor of that tribe's allies. Instead, the responsibility fell upon the Islamic State and its judicial system. Individuals or groups were no longer entitled to seek retribution for murder on their own. Rather, they were required to approach the Islamic State to bring the murderer to justice.
ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا.
And do not even go near the property of the orphan, except that it be in the best manner, till he attains his maturity. And fulfill the covenant, for you will be called to account regarding the covenant.
وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا.
Give full measure when you measure, and weigh with even scales. That is fair and better in consequence.
ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا.
Do not follow that of which you have no knowledge. Surely the hearing, the sight, the heart, each of these shall be called to account. Do not follow that of which you have no knowledge. The purpose of this Quranic verse is that people should be guided by knowledge rather than conjecture, and this both in their individual and collective lives.
وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا.
Do not strut about in the land arrogantly. Surely you cannot cleave the earth nor reach the heights of the mountains in stature.
كل ذلك كان سيئه عند ربك مكروها.
The wickedness of each of that is hateful to your Lord. The wickedness of each of that is hateful to your Lord. Infraction of any of the commands mentioned above is disapproved of by God.
ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا.
That is the part of the wisdom your Lord has revealed to you. So do not set up any deity beside Allah, lest you are cast into hell, rebuked and deprived of every good.
Rebuked and deprived of every good.
Although here the discourse is ostensibly addressed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, the purpose of the discourse on such occasions is to provide directives to all human beings.
أَفَأَصْفَاكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِالْبَنِينَ وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا.
What? Has your Lord favored you with sons and has taken for himself daughters from among the angels? You are indeed uttering a monstrous lie.